is His Excellency Director General of the Food and Agricultural Organization, Dr. Graciano da Silva, Chairperson. Honorable Ministers, Heads of States, Excellencies, Relatives of International Organizations, Distinguished Delegates, and Gentlemen. It is an honor to be part of an August gathering that commemorates the 40th session of the Food and Agricultural Organization Conference. Let me take this opportunity to extend a vote of thanks to the organizers of the conference and convey my fraternal greetings to the ministers and distinguished delegates gathered here today on behalf of the people of South Africa. More importantly, I would also like to take the opportunity to thank Dr. Graciano da Silva for providing sound leadership in managing the affairs of this organization. We are truly grateful to you for your selfish commitment in fighting food insecurity. Our commitment in the years that you have presided over this, your commitment over the years over this esteemed institution has proven that the organization has become a vanguard in the struggle against hunger. It is precisely because of such dedication that many in the developing world continue to seek your intervention in dealing with this, some of the pressing challenges relating to climate change. Distinguished delegates, the last 3 years were marked by one of the worst El Nino-induced droughts, which devastated the agricultural sector in a big way in our region. There were job losses as drought intensified, negatively affecting agriculture. The overall unemployment in my country, occasioned by low productivity, led to job losses of up to 27%. We lost 200,000 livestock, affecting up to 250,000 smallholder farmers. Food prices rose, thus affecting the poorest of the poor. Steep food inflation in the basic food basket increased to about 11%, making it extremely difficult for consumers to afford basic food items. The food basket moderated slightly in the past few weeks, easing pressure on disposable income used for food purchases. Chairperson, South Africa's response to food insecurity is anchored by a National Food and Nutrition Security Plan. The plan has the high-level, strong support of our presidency. It seeks to strengthen collaboration among government ministers in order to wage a collective response against food insecurity. As set out in our National Development Plan, food and nutrition security is intensified as a key element to alleviate poverty, reduce unemployment and inequality by 2030. In an attempt to address these fundamental challenges, the Fetsatlala Food Production Initiative was introduced. This initiative is in line with the continental policies such as the Comprehensive Africa Agriculture Development Program and the Malabo Declaration of Food of Zero Hunger by 2025. Our approach is complemented by the completion of the State of Food Insecurity Report. On the main, the report outlines the food security challenges at the national level. Furthermore, the report seeks to assess the state of national readiness for South Africa to allocate resources as required. Encouragingly, South Africa has had a 0.6% drop in the number of people who are food insecure. Ladies and gentlemen, South Africa is undertaking enormous strides in reducing the negative impact of climate change on food security. In this context, we support adoption of a climate smart agriculture strategic framework. This framework is geared towards reducing greenhouse gas emissions and promoting initiatives of building resilience of production systems to reduce vulnerabilities of the sector to climate variability and other related risks. We are encouraged by the efforts of the Global Research Alliance in this regard. We should all work towards reduction of greenhouse gas emissions for every unit of food produced. Honourable Ministers and Excellencies, we are deeply mindful of the cooperation between South Africa and Southern Africa Development Community member states in combating the effects of climate change. In this regard, the regional organization has established the South African Vulnerability Assessment Committee. Among others, the committee strives to create a coordinated information system for classifying, measuring, and monitoring the pervasive household food insecurity and vulnerability levels. part of our working program encompasses the strengthening of collaboration with developed countries to implement the Paris Agreement. Such cooperation should be based on a winning partnership that safeguards food and nutrition security, uplifting the poor from unemployment, disease, and homelessness. South Africa encourages the establishment of a sustainable partnership within Africa and with other continents and sub-regions to advance the agenda of protecting citizens of the developing world against the effects of climate change, including the progressive realization of the right to food and nutrition security. To this end, South Africa welcomes the African Union Joint Cooperation Initiative with the European Union. In conclusion, South Africa is confident that the outcomes of this conference will contribute to long-term sustainable food and agriculture programs for the benefits of our citizens. We owe it to the less privileged to act in a spirit of global partnership to ensure a better world for all, eliminating the scars of underdevelopment and raising the hopes of our citizens. Thank you.